This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We continue with our study of the great Bible topic of human suffering. Last time we were involved in a study of the various examples that we find in the Bible of men and women who actually suffered and how they reacted to it, whether they responded in the way God would have them to do or not. We have already considered Job, and today we consider the example of Joseph. And I want to urge you to read chapters 37 through 50 in the book of Genesis. Chapter 37 through chapter 50 in the book of Genesis. The suffering of Joseph, of course, was one of the sons of Jacob, did not come from physical illness. Rather, his suffering came because he was mistreated by his own brothers and unjustly punished by a government official. Because of jealousy over the fact that he was the favorite son of his father, as we read in Genesis 37 and verse 4, the brothers of Joseph sold him into slavery to a company of Ishmaelites. Genesis chapter 37, verses 23 to 28. These men then took him to Egypt and sold him to a man named Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was made overseer of Potiphar's house and was put in charge of all Potiphar's possessions. But day by day, Potiphar's wife sought to seduce Joseph into immorality. He refused because he would not sin against God. In fact, he even said, "How can I do this thing and sin against God?" But after being thus rejected, Potiphar's wife bore false witness against him and accused him of the very sin of which she herself had tried to be guilty. Because of this, Joseph was cast into prison. Genesis 39, verses 6 through 20. However, even while Joseph was in prison, the Lord was with him and caused him to gain the favor of the keeper of the prison. Even though none of his suffering was deserved, Joseph calmly and patiently retained his great faith in God. He even told his brothers, as they later on came face to face, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And so Joseph affords to every sufferer today a wonderful example of how to react to and how to endure punishment of suffering which is not deserved. Now, having considered Joseph, let's turn our attention to the Apostle Paul. The suffering and trials of Paul are well described in a number of passages from the Bible. First of all, let us note this: "For I think that God has set us forth, the apostles, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men." 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 9. Again, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead." 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Further, we find this passage: "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 11. In spite, then, of this extreme adversity, Paul had such faith in the Lord and such a sublime hope of everlasting life that he could say, "For I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." Acts chapter 21 and verse 13. And so you see, the Apostle Paul was saying that he was ready, for the sake of Christ, not only to go to prison, but also to die. And that ought to be your attitude and mine. Let us all live our lives in faith and confidence in God by trusting in His Word.